The voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.
Hey, Bowen, how is everyone? This is a fantastic Friday morning. Yep, beautiful blue skies, hardly any wind, and I think we should all head down to the beach today. What do you reckon? It's Friday, the 17th of April today. We're halfway through the month and approaching winter quickly. Does everyone love winter or not? I'm not a big fan, but you really can't call winter. You really can't call the cold weather here winter, right? It's beautiful. And, yeah. So, happy Friday. If you've just tuned in, this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday show with me, Roxy. I'm here every Friday from 10 to 12. Telling you all about what's happening in Bowen and the surrounding areas. So if you have anything you would like me to share, feel free. I'm always happy to share any community announcements. So you can text in here on 04 84 510 152, and happy to mention anything that's happening around town. And all our fellow Bowenites, just in case they're looking for something to do this weekend as well, they may be, in fact, waiting for your message. So feel free. And if you miss that number, you can always find it on our website or on our Facebook page. And if you do visit our Facebook page, make sure you follow us, because there's lots of fun things that happen on there. Anyway, today I do have a special guest joining me. It's her first time on my show, actually. It's Sergeant Michelle O'Regan from the Bowen Police Station, and she's going to be talking about the Easter Road Safety Campaign and the Mounted Police Unit that were visiting Bowen a couple of weeks ago. They were here, they were in the Whitsundays and Mackay areas, and weren't they beautiful? Everyone who saw those horses, oh my God, I saw them walking down Soldiers Road. And everyone was stopping. There was so much fanfare. Saw heaps of photos. They're just megastars, those horses. And guess what? They are coming back. But Michelle will tell us all about it when she comes. And she'll be in around 11-ish. And we'll have a chat to her about that and other stuff. So, yeah, looking forward to it. So hang around for that. Anyway, music today. I've got, it's a bit of a different lineup. Well, I've sort of moved towards playing four songs by a particular artist in each section. So today it's all about my, well, not my favourites, but they were icons of the 80s. I've got one, I don't know if we'll have time by the time we finish, but yeah, they're all female artists as usual. If anyone listens to my Country Rocks with Roxy show, I'm always a bit biased, aren't I? I always play female artists on that show, but never mind. If you know me, you know that's what happens. But I'm going to start off with one of my favourite artists from the 80s, and it is Kylie Minogue. Better the Devil You Know. Love it, love it, love it.
Won't leave me.
If you're loving it, that's some classic Kylie from the 80s. That's what I used to groove to. I can only listen to vintage Kylie. Don't like much of her new stuff, actually. It sort of sounds a bit too sophisticated. I don't know. I just like vintage Kylie. What do you reckon? Did anyone else go through Kylie in the 80s? She was amazing. They were four classics. What Kind of Fool? I Should Be So Lucky, Got to Be Certain, and Better the Devil You Know. Love it. Anyway, let me know. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on Kylie. I know every time I play Kylie, I ask everyone. No one lets me know, but if you, yeah, have something to say, let me know. 0484 510 152. If you've got something you'd like me to share with Bowen, text on in. Would love to hear from you. And today it's all about the 80s iconic female artists. So you might want to save it up for some other artists that I'll be playing later on that you may not like all that much. But anyway, hopefully you will. Hey, if you do listen in to Gem FM, you'd know that we've got a stack of great shows on every day, actually, except for Saturdays. Yeah, great shows every day, including, we'll start off with Monday because that's the beginning of the week, right? And we have one show on Mondays, and that is, yeah, a great, great show from 7 till 8, and it's with Sam Rise and Shine. And what a great way to start your Monday morning, in fact, your whole week off, I say. Yeah, sit down and have a coffee with Sam, and she will wake you up and shake you into the mood to work. Because we all need it, don't we, when you have to get to work. And Monday mornings always feel pretty drab, don't they? I reckon they do. And, yeah, so Rise and Shine with Sam. Don't miss out. It's a great show. Okay, so, look, I am not going to go through my usual stuff of all the community stuff that happens around Bowen, because I think we're coming into that section of the year where we're getting a lot of people visiting from the south and coming to stay in Bowen for a few months while they skip out on the cold weather in their own space, in their own place, in their own state, wherever that may be. So I thought, for those of you who have come a bit earlier, maybe, I don't know, would love to hear from you as well. Stuff you'd like to hear, let me know. But I thought I might just offer up some information about what you can actually do in Bowen in terms of nature-based stuff. Because that's really important, isn't it? Bowen is such a gorgeous place that there is a lot to do, and sometimes you need to know where those places are. And I know there's not much in Bowen that tells you that, so I don't know. Is there a guide apart from, I know the one, the Bowen Information Centre has got that wonderful book that they have that details everything. But apart from that, I don't think there's much else in like a guide that you can sort of go in and grab and go, we're going to do this, this and this. So here's a bit of an overview just in case. So as you know, Bowen is based on the coast. And you really can't tell when you're driving past it, can you? But, yeah, who knew? It's a mix of coastal adventure, history, and it features a lot of wonderful beaches and stuff. So there's a scenic 5.2-kilometre walking trail, which is situated between Horseshoe Bay and Rose Bay, and that's the Cape Edgecombe Walking Trail. And there's also a panoramic lookout up at Flagstaff Hill. And, yeah, beautiful, beautiful place up there. Great restaurant. You can grab a coffee, lunch, dinner, and just take in all the beautiful views of the Whitsundays. Well, of Bowen, basically. But it's a beautiful, beautiful aspect up there. So don't make sure you don't miss out on that. And even I spoke at Bowen Locals. It's a great place to go and have a coffee, isn't it? And some lunch, actually, if you want to take the views in. They also do a good dinner, but anyway. So coastal walks and views. The Cape Edgecombe Walking Trail, like I said, connects Horseshoe Bay and Rose Bay. and it offers views of the Whitsunday Islands and granite boulders, and Flagstaff Hill provides 360-degree views of the coastline. So beautiful. And, of course, there's lots of snorkeling that can happen here in Bowen, because there are stacks of beaches, and all these beaches have got coral that literally you can walk out to. Mm-hmm. Horseshoe Bay is popular for snorkeling directly from the beach. And same with Rose Bay and Murray Bay and Grays Bay. They all have calmish waters as long as the wind's not blowing. And you can swim and relax on the beautiful sands there. But honestly, I couldn't believe you can actually, when the tide is low, I could see all these people walking out at Rose Bay, and I asked one of them, what can you see? And they said, just walk there, have a look. And I couldn't believe it. You can actually walk out there, and I saw all sorts of coloured coral. Greens, blues, yellows, pinks, amazing. So lots to do for natural-based entertainment, which is what you come to Bowen for, right? If you want some more family-friendly fun, there's the Bowen Water Park, and that's located on the foreshore. And it's a popular place where lots of kids and families gather. There are barbecues there and that sort of stuff. It's a fenced-off area with slides and a giant tipping bucket. Now, lots of cultural and historic sites as well here in Bowen. I don't know about historic, but anyway, there is a mural trail, a trail of over 25 murals around town depicting the region's history. And yes, you can follow them all around town. There is some up on the water towers as you drive in. I think you can see, everyone sees those as you drive in. But yeah, it's a nice place to have a wander and a gander around town. And of course, everyone knows, well, I didn't know actually that this had happened. I knew that it had been filmed in Australia, the movie Australia, of course, but didn't realise it was actually here in Bowen until I visited. So that happened down at the Grandview Hotel, so you can take in that whole area. They actually transformed that whole precinct to make it look like we were oldie sort of Australia back then. So you can go and explore that. Then there's the Bowen Museum, which showcases local pioneering history. And we had the lady who looks after the museum in last year, and she was telling us that they do have a lot of interesting stuff down there. They've even got an old fire engine. So that'll be good fun for the kids and older kids as well, I'd say. And if you are into the movies, the Summer Garden Theatre always has all the great movies showing at the moment. And that's where they actually did the premiere showing of the movie Australia. So how cool is that? Nicole Kidman was there. Was she with, I can't remember who she may have been with. Was it with her Keith Urban or was it with Tom Cruise? I think it was with Keith Urban, wasn't it? Anyway, they were all there, and you can see all, I think they've got a bit of a display of that time. So movies to go and see in historic theatres. Then there's lots of places that you can have some great food, lots of restaurants. And, Horseshoe Bay, great cafe down there, and lots of pubs around town that offer some great meals and experiences. And, of course, Bowen is also famous for its mangoes. Lots of places offer good sorbets and stuff like that. So, there you have it. And just finally, how about trying fishing off the Bowen Jetty? It's a very long jetty, and it's actually another great place to just see the sea life. I know people spot sharks down there, dugongs with their babies, turtles, all sorts of sea life. So, yeah, lots to do. And lots of other stuff that if you do want to get more embedded, like I said, I'm not going to go through it today, but if you're still hanging around, I'll talk about it next week. But lots of community groups doing all sorts of fun stuff that you may want to get involved in while you're here for however long you're here. All right, we might keep going with some more music. What do you reckon? let's see if you can guess who I have got up next. I'm sure you will. You'll know who it is, but do you know? A bit of Madonna, yeah?
And you can dance. For inspiration. Come on. Come on.
Go.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday show with me, Roxy. That was a bit of Madonna. Again, another icon of the 80s. Used to love Madonna, didn't like much of her new stuff as she progressed. Some of her new stuff didn't really like it, but that was Material Girl, Vogue, Like a Virgin, and Get Into the Groove. And great. Great songs. She was Get Into the Groove was in that movie that she did ages, well, again in the 80s, Desperately Seeking Susan. Whoever saw that movie? That was pretty cool, actually. Everyone fell in love with Madonna then. She had that pretty groovy look, didn't she? We all tried to emulate the way she looked, some more successfully than others. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So let's get back to the job at hand. But actually, before we do, I just wanted to keep telling you more about some of the shows that we have here on Gem FM. And Tuesday, we did Monday. So Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month, we have got the check-in with Sally. And that's from 11 till 1. And Sally is a psychologist here in Bowen. And she's been coming on my show. She was coming on my show once a month. And she then accepted and decided to do a show for herself, which I think is great. It's a great resource for Bowen. One show a month where we chat about, we pick a topic and talk about that for 2 hours. And she loves it when people text in with their questions or stuff that they'd like answered. For this month, we talked about relationships. That was a very, very interesting, I have to say. And when we were talking, I told her that I had just recently given up smoking, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to talk about addiction in the episode coming up, or the show coming up in May. And the problem, what happens when you try to give up something that you're so used to doing? Or we were just chatting about my journey so far. And yeah, I thought, yeah, that'd be a great show. So did she. So that's what we'll be talking about on her next show in May. And it'll be a good one. So that's on from 11 till 1 on the first Tuesday of May, and every month, actually. So following on from that show on a Tuesday, from 4 till 6, we've got the Alternative Goodness session with our very own Vanessa. And she brings everything that is cool and groovy happening in the Australian music scene. Alternative music, of course. You won't ever have heard this music anywhere else because it's new and bright, vibrant and fun. And, yeah, it's got a very distinct sound, the music that Miss V plays. So make sure you tune into that from 4 till 6. And, of course, the groove sessions with our very own Miss Melody as well. And she plays, her music is more about electronica and very much dance music, if I dare say it. Love her music. I used to dance to that a lot. Well, I don't think it was called, it was called dance music in my time, but, yeah, people would argue about it, call it electronica now. But anyway, in my head, it's always dance music and very, very, very fun. Now, just quickly, they're taking a few weeks off, so we'll let you know when they come back. But always two great shows there on a Tuesday afternoon. All right. So what can you get up to this weekend, Bowen? Lots of stuff you can get up to if you're looking for a bit of entertainment. And, we can start off with the markets. That's always a great place to start, isn't it? Breakfast by the beach, live music, all happening down at Hanson Park from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Sunday. And, you know, they have got so many great stalls down there, lots of artisan stalls. If you're looking for a bit of a prezi for someone, a gift for someone, if you want to get some, I don't know, some cool T-shirts or some cool hats, or if you just want to grab some brekkie. We've done that, just had a bit of breakfast down there, sat and listened to some music while we've had our amazing wraps. We always get a hash brown in our wrap. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, and I think last time, of course, we had one of those amazing cannoli. Yum, they're so creamy, so delicious. My mouth is watering. Anyway, why not? Sunday mornings, 8 till 12. Market day down at Hanson Park. Okay, so what can you get up to this weekend? Who's playing where and what is happening? So let's start off with the Grandview Hotel. And tonight they have got Michael Hayes playing, and he starts from 8 p.m. Tomorrow night is DJ night. That usually starts at 9 p.m. as well. And on Sunday, Ronnie Croker will be performing from 1 p.m. And don't forget, they've got all sorts of other things happening during the week. They've got Monday Trivia. On Wednesday nights, they've got Musical Bingo. then on Fridays they've got community raffles and members draws, and they've also got a courtesy bus that happens 10 a.m. daily. So lots that happens at the Grandview, and of course lots of great meals too. Great place to drink, great place to have a really nice meal. That's the Grandview Hotel. The original North Australian, they've also got some great entertainment, great food, great meals, a great spot. And this week, tonight, they've got Sam McCann playing from 6:30 p.m. and tomorrow night, karaoke. Karaoke is always fun, isn't it? I love going to watch karaoke. You don't know who you see, do you? They're always, you can get some really good people, the rising stars of Bowen. Then you've got those that are just up there for a bit of fun, right? I've done that. I've been up there for a bit of fun. I've gone and sung karaoke, and I've had a go singing Juice Newton's Angel of the Morning. Love that song. Can't sing it, but absolutely love it. So, yeah, karaoke, why not? Go and support your local wannabe artists at the original North Oz. That's tomorrow night from, I'd say, 6:30 as well. And, oh, it might be from 7:30, but anyway, yeah, head on down there, have a meal. They've got some great meals, some great pizzas there, actually. They do a really good pizza. Anyway, then we have got on Sunday at the Yachties, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club, we've got Raylene Paul performing, and she is starting, the Eurofusion Cafe is open, of course. Why not head down there for some breakfast? A coffee or something. How cool is that? And I think Raylene starts playing from 12 till 3. So always nice to have a bit of a meal, have a bit of a sit down and a drink while you listen to some pretty cool music. So that's at the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club this Sunday, Raylene Paul. So, yeah, nice place, the Yachties, I think. It's a great place to chill out. And last but not least, we have the Horseshoe Bay Cafe, and they have got Ash Smith performing tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And what a great place to have some food as well. Right there, you can go for a swim before you head there and have some lunch. How does that sound? That sounds pretty odd. Well, I've done that. I've had a swim at Horseshoe and then gone up and had some lunch. Because I don't like swimming early in the morning, I don't do breakfast there as much. But anyway, it's always good fun and a beautiful spot down there. All right, we might get on with some more music. And I know for a fact that Michelle has arrived and we'll be catching up on the next break. And we'll be talking to Michelle about the Easter Road safety campaign and, of course, those beautiful horses, the Mounted Police Unit. All right, let's listen to some more music. Hope you enjoy this. This is a bit of, you'll know who it is anyway, Mariah Carey, of course.
Welcome to the fantasy.
Yeah.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy. And that was a bit of Mariah Carey, Without You. Very, very powerful song, that one. Emotions and Fantasy. Wasn't really a big Mariah Carey fan at the when she came out. She was a bit too dramatic, and I think there were a group of us that thought she was really just about the vocal gymnastics. But anyway, nice songs. I actually quite enjoy it now. And we'll be listening to her counterpart of the time, Whitney, a bit later on. Whitney Houston, what would the 80s without Whitney be? That's all I can say. Anyway, as promised, I have got a very special guest on the show with me today. I have Sergeant Michelle O'Regan from the Bowen Police Station in the studio with me, and we're going to be talking about the Easter Road Safety Campaign and the Mounted Police Unit that were visiting Bowen and, well, Bowen with Sundays and Mackay last week. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you for coming. Really appreciate it. I thought it would be a great opportunity because everyone has seen those horses.
Yeah, they're phenomenal, aren't they?
They're so beautiful. I had Kerry, who's our treasurer, our secretary for Gem FM, she told me they were having lunch. It was her birthday and they were having lunch at the North Oz.
Yes.
And apparently the horses were going down Herbert Street and everyone went, oh, my God, they're out. The horses are out. So everyone ran out to have a look at them. Like, they were megastars while they were here.
Yeah, and just the sound of their hooves. One of the horses is a Shire breed, so it's a lot bigger than, well, it's a breed up from a Clydesdale.
Yes.
And their hooves are just massive. And just to hear them on the bitumen, just clip-clop was phenomenal.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful animals. And everywhere you went, they were superstars, weren't they? Because you've got a – there's a – have you got a Facebook page that people can have a look at?
Yeah, so there's the My Police Mackay Whit Sunday Facebook page. If people get on there, they can actually see the horses. They were down at Horseshoe Bay and Grays Bay and through the CBD and for a couple of days, which was pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say I saw them. I actually only saw them when they were walking down Old Soldiers Road.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were actually on the footpath when I saw them, but as I was driving home, I saw a big poo. I thought, yep, they've been down here.
Yeah, yeah, they did try and get to clean everything up. One of the horses has a tendency out of the two of them there just to sort of let them go when he goes for a nice long stroll.
It actually,
it actually took them 4.5 hours to get from Muller's Lagoon to Horseshoe Bay and back again.
Really?
So pretty big day for both riders and horses.
Yes.
The public was phenomenal.
They
really were phenomenal coming out. Obviously, you know, with road safety being our number one concern, we had some officers there making sure that everybody was safe. But to see them on the beach was just spectacular.
Oh, yeah. And you've got photos on there of them in the on the beach, which is, you know, amazing.
Yeah, so I mean that's the public. You know, it's really good to use them for public engagement, but they're used for a lot more.
Yeah, tell us about it, Michelle. You were telling me before; it's really interesting, actually.
Yeah, well, they're actually based at Moggill
in Brisbane.
Down near Brisbane, which way? And it's called the Mounted Unit. And we actually had another pair of horses go up towards Townsville probably the week before. And they're actually at the Townsville Cowboys game.
Oh, okay.
I think it was on the 3rd of April.
That's pretty cool.
Which was really good. And then they did the Safe Night Precinct up there. But more importantly, I suppose, the message for the Mounted Unit is they are there to provide a supporting role for our frontline and our frontline officers. And we don't just use them for that public engagement. They are actually used in an operational sense.
Yes.
So operational patrols, which does enhance our frontline policing. And you'd probably find that in our Safe Night Precinct areas, more so your Brisbane areas, things like that. I think they went to the, is it CMC? Festivals, so they go to those kind of things as well.
Yeah.
They're used for public order response, search and rescue.
Yeah.
They're used for because the horses, well, one of them was 17.2 hands high.
Oh, my
which
God.
Is
That's
big.
High.
Sounds like I know a little bit about horses.
It does.
So that is quite high. So it's very good for the officers. They get a really good view sitting up high. When you're talking about large crowds, they can see across the large crowds. But also search and rescue, they can see above grass lines, tree lines, shrub lines. But then they can also get down low as well. Very good for accessing areas where it might be a little bit more difficult for vehicles to get through. So if you've got somewhere where it's got bollards close together,
that's right.
You know, you're looking for offenders, things like that. They're used for high visibility policing because people will stop and look.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and then also, of course, for our ceremonial duties.
Mm.
An interesting thing with them, Bowen is a very integral piece of history, as we know, right across the state. Bowen was the first district court settled outside of Brisbane.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
The late 1800s, I believe.
Oh, wow.
No, it would have been, sorry, the early 1900s settled. But we actually had a police paddock out near Marinda. There was a police paddock out there. We've got Police Camp Road. So there used to be a police camp down off Boodaloo Road. That's why it's called Police Camp Road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Mr. Ashman, he's passed on now, but he used to have a old machinery museum.
Yeah.
And he actually had a chaff cutter that was originally owned by the Queensland Police for the horses. Back then, of course, we didn't have vehicles. Horses were the main mode of transport. And that actually went back with the Mounted Unit when they were here. We put it on the back of the truck and it was donated by Mr. Ashman's nephew.
Yeah.
And it's on its way down to, well, it would have landed in Moggill yesterday. And, it's back in the hands of the QPS, which is
pretty special.
That's fantastic. Wow. Yeah. Oh, look, I've learned a lot this morning. Didn't know that. Didn't know that there was a police camp and that road was actually called Police Camp Road.
Yeah. Yep. Off Boodaloo Road. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So back to, I suppose, the operational sense of the horses being in town. They were here on Wednesday the 8th, and we'll probably talk about that a little bit later with the road policing operation Easter Break that we had out at the Big Mango. So they helped us with that. And then the next day they were here, just as we mentioned previously, went for a walk down to the beaches and through the town as well. And then they went to Airlie Beach with Sundays, where they did the Safe Night Precinct down there.
Yes.
And then they
probably need it more there than we do here.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I tell you, those horses, the temperament of them are just fantastic. One of them was only 6 years old, and to have that temperament and calm, be able to have children coming up, patting them, but then also to be able to work in an area where there's a lot of people, bit of alcohol, bit of fun.
Yeah.
You know, they're quite, they do a lot of work with them to make sure that they're, you know, good in a lot of range of situations. But
how long do they take to train, Michelle? Do you know?
I would have no idea.
Yeah, very interesting.
But it's an ongoing process. Mm. So our officers work daily with all of them. I think there's about 13 horses in the unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they work. That's their job, is to work daily with those horses. That's their tool.
Yes.
That's their partner, I suppose.
A job! That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Mm. Working. Oh my
Hot,
god.
Hot though.
Yeah.
Those officers, 4.5 hours and our uniforms aren't a light colour.
No, that's
and
right.
They wear everything that we wear. They wear, you know, our protective gear and our accoutrements and things.
Yes.
So they're also carting around 20-odd kilos worth of
stuff.
Everything else on top of them whilst working on top of a horse, which is...
Yes.
Can be very tiresome. But after they finished in Airlie, they went to Mackay, and then they worked in the Mackay area for a couple of days, and then... Took them a couple of days to get back down to Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. And they came on floats. Do they transport them with floats?
Yeah.
They don't ride them up and down.
No. No.
That's a long ride.
We talk about the 1800s.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, so it was very special. It was very special to be involved in that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do a bit of that work in the background. They actually stayed here in Bowen for 3 of the 4 or 5 nights they were here in the region, which was really special. So we've got some really good facilities here that they stayed on site and they were very well cared for, which we're very lucky for.
Yeah, and you mentioned they're coming up again soon.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be coming up later in the year. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get to see them again and see what they get involved with.
Oh, you'll have to let us know, Michelle, when they're back up and maybe give us a timetable of where they'll be and what they're doing. So we could have they could come down like a parade or something down Herbert Street. All right, we might do a bit of a song and come back and we'll talk a bit more about the Easter break.
Yep, certainly.
Okay. Bit of Whitney, everyone.
I don't know why I like it. I just do. I
and you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy, and my very special guest today, Michelle O'Regan from the Bowen Police Station, Sergeant Michelle O'Regan, I should be saying. Right, Michelle?
Yeah. Just Michelle's fine, but yes.
Cool. Yeah. Anyway, we've been talking about the mounted police that have been hanging around Bowen and the Whit Sundays, and what a pleasure it has been to have them here. And hopefully they're going to be around a bit later on in the year as well. We're going to have a bit of a parade for them, Michelle, weren't we?
you're organising it, apparently.
I'll do it. Absolutely. Now, we're going to talk a bit about Operation Extra.
Yeah, yep.
Tell us a bit about that, Michelle.
So it is a road safety initiative, basically, and it's right across Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
So Operation, they called it Extra.
I love it.
Brakes.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, so the idea was to encourage drivers in Queensland to stop every 2 hours mm-hmm. for 10 to 15 minutes to avoid fatigue over Easter.
Yes.
And everybody should be stopping every 2 hours. What we found is Bowen is very well centred because we're 2 hours from Townsville,
yes.
2 hours from Mackay, 6 hours from Cairns, 6 hours from Rockhampton, or close to,
yes,
thereabouts. So it's a very good place to stop and rest and refresh. Fatigue is probably something that people underestimate when it comes to road safety.
Yeah.
And being obviously a police officer for 25 years, I haven't been a first response officer for quite some time, but
yes.
I still have had been to my fair share of yes. traffic accidents, and there was quite a few that were sort of in the near vicinity as you come either side of Bowen. So it's around that promoting just stop for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's all you need. Like, I mean, like, because I'm originally from Brisbane, and we still, because we've got a little dog and we don't fly, we actually drive.
Yep.
And it's a long drive back to Brizzy, but we find that just naturally, like, two hours really works. You don't need much. You just need,
get out of the car, walk around,
have a stretch, have a coffee, have a drink. Yeah, and that's enough to just break. Because you can get into like this zombie zone, can't you, when you're driving?
Yeah, well, your reaction time slows when you fatigue, and therefore your decision making is impaired as well. So all of your judgment is sort of not as switched on, as you've just said. Your brain sort of switches off a bit. So, and we see over Easter a lot of families do a lot of driving, even though we're currently facing a fuel crisis. But
yes,
maybe the longer drives people aren't doing, but still, if they're doing a 4 or 5 hour drive, you still need to stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
2 hours in, don't push yourself. It's not worth it. So on the 8th of April, Wednesday the 8th, we were out at the Big Mango.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Top
that's
spot.
Perfect spot there.
Yeah, it's actually an approved driver reviver site, the information centre itself.
Yes.
So drivers can go in and they can get a free cup of coffee.
Oh, can they?
Free cup of tea, cool drink of water.
Wow.
There's some bickies there. So the girls have got them just around the side of the counter there if they're coming in for a driver reviver.
Yes.
And they point people to the direction. They can make themselves a coffee, tea, water,
bickies. Isn't that great?
They've got the toilet facilities. And there's stuff there that they can look at. People can get a photo in front of the Big Mango.
That's
you
right.
know,
seen
and it's
heaps
enough
of
to
those.
Distract you.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why we picked the Big Mango as a site. We also had work colleagues down at Palm Tree Creek Stop in Mackay on the 8th as well, later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So we operated from about 10 till 2. We had the mounted unit there. We had our traffic officers there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our police liaison officer, and myself, and our local police also came out as well.
Yeah.
We're handing out Easter eggs. Easter time. Makes sense.
Perfect.
Yep. And colouring ins for the kids. I whipped out some face painting.
Yeah.
I've been known to face paint from time to time.
Another talent, Michelle.
Yeah, that's right. And we also gave the horses and the police officers there a taste of our tasty mango sorbets.
So oh, cool.
It was just a really nice day. A lot of people came through. Over 200 people actually we engaged with, children and adults. People from the UK, France, Western Australia, South Australia, you know, Western Queensland. They just came from everywhere. And it's very interesting to see the types of people that just stop because the big mango's there.
Yeah, well, it is. It's iconic, that big mango. I remember the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, wow. Like, we ended up stopping because you have to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the team out at Bowen Tourism Business, so at the Information Centre, they were just fantastic to work with.
Oh, they're
with.
Lovely, yes.
Yeah, so they helped us out and they got us set up and, you know, we had some of our paperwork, so I took a lot of crime prevention information in relation to personal safety and home safety and business safety, things like that, e-scooters, information that people can just stop and look at. Mm. And the girls there helped us, you know, weight them down because we forgot about the wind, you know.
Yes.
But I cannot fault the team out there. They just did a really good job working in with us.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they're great out there.
Yeah, so that whole Operation Extra Bake was obviously a positive initiative with QPS, a community engagement initiative, which happened right across the state, which was fantastic. And then we've also had our Operation Yankee Easter Break, which sort of operated at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that one?
So that was about increasing our police presence and enforcement activities right across the state to keep all our roads users safe during the Easter school holidays. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, Queensland Police Service is committed to reducing road trauma, and we do that through targeted and high visibility operations. So you'll see our vehicles out doing some enforcement.
Yeah.
And whilst I think I get the best job of, you know, doing that positive engagement in community, there is also the serious side of it as well. And police need to take a zero tolerance approach to dangerous driving behaviours.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And if our message is, when we're talking to people in one of those positive engagement, is think about your actions when you're driving, especially long distances, your speed, seat belts, fatigue, things like that. Yeah. So the operation's still going. So it started on the 4th of April and it finishes, obviously school holidays are just about to finish, so it finishes on the 21st.
Yeah.
And you're still going to see the high visibility presence across our highways, also our regional roads, major travel routes. And it's about reminding people the decision you make behind the wheel matters.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, you have the potential to save a life, but you also have a potential to contribute to a tragedy.
Honestly, there are some real pieces of work out there. That's all I'll say, but honestly.
But it's just about people thinking, enforcement alone, so police alone, by giving tickets and court appearances alone, we can't prevent crashes
No, you can't.
So road safety starts with everybody. It starts with the person driving the vehicle. You know, you've got your passengers in the vehicle that can go, hey, you know, we all might need a little bit of a reminder. Hey, just slow down a little bit.
Slow down.
You sort of crept up a little bit, you know.
Yes.
So everybody has a responsibility. We can't do this alone.
No, that's right. You can't be everywhere. Like, and you know, a car is a big piece of machinery that we're all operating, really. It's got, you know, when you think about what's happening when you're driving, there's a lot going on.
Yep. And it takes a lot for a vehicle to stop. We also need to be wary of our heavy vehicles on the road, so our semis and stuff. If they're fully laden, they are very heavy. They have a longer stopping distance because they've got a big force behind them stopping them. So you've got to give yourself space and give those semi drivers that space because they just can't stop quickly or as quick as a vehicle. So we've got to keep that distance between, just a car and some of our semi drivers, and you know, all they're trying to do is do a job safely.
That's right.
They're just trying to get goods to our shops so we can live and eat and clothe ourselves. So we need to give that the respect of giving them time to stop. Indicating.
Yeah, sometimes I think people, when I bought our van, like I didn't realize when it's fully loaded.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big turn, and then, you know, you sort of become aware, if you're driving a semi, oh, my God, like, the amount, how heavy it is, how much, you know, they would need to stop.
Yeah. So some of them, your B-doubles, I'm assuming, would be 40 tonne.
Yeah.
You know, and there'll be some semi drivers out there that'll probably say, no, it's actually this, but that's my estimate of, you know, the 40 tonne is a lot to stop.
That's a lot.
You know, and they're the ones that are on the highway the most, I suppose, and they see a lot that that we don't get to see, but Easter is one of the busiest periods on Queensland roads, and of course there is increased traffic volume, so we will potentially see a lot of increased traffic volumes. And when you see an increase of traffic volumes, there is a link to a rise in serious and fatal crashes.
Yeah,
so touch wood, we haven't had any fatalities in our region over this last week and at this end of Easter. So we
Are the stats normally, Michelle?
Be able to tell you right now what the stats traditionally are, but one is too many.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and as I said, we can't eradicate it just by tickets and just by court appearances. We need the public to come on board and just be conscious of what they are doing, because no matter what, every life matters.
Oh, of course. Like, it's that's exactly right. Like, when you put it like that, every life does matter.
Yep.
No, it's not.
So, you know, and it comes back to our drivers, our riders, our passengers, our pedestrians. Everyone must make safe and responsible choices to help prevent further loss of life right across the board.
Yes.
So that's the message I want to leave everybody with. You know, it's been a great Easter period, great holiday period. We're just about to finish up. Kids are back at school next week. Sorry, kids. And sorry, teachers. But we want to make sure everybody gets home safely. And we've enjoyed our Easter.
Yeah. And so all the speed limits come back in force, like when you pass schools, that'll all be back in.
Yes, 40. Yep.
40 so on 40 starting zones. Next week.
Yep, for yep, your so. School. And be careful of that. Again, that's that complacency sometimes when we've got too much on our mind and we don't think about it. Our kids are precious.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And our people that are our lollipop people that, you know, that's you sort of don't think about them, and they're the ones standing in between vehicles and children and keeping them safe. So just be a bit steadier around our schools.
Mm-hmm. When are the next holidays, or when's the next?
So June, July usually is the next holiday period. Mm-hmm. There's usually around that 10-week period for each of the school periods. So
And they're not traditionally as busy as Easter. Do people go on holidays a lot during that time?
I think we find it. I haven't looked at the stats, but I do think that Easter and Christmas, obviously, people take the opportunity to catch up with family and things like that, especially with public holidays around. You tack on a couple of, you know, leave days, and you're able to extend that with travel.
Yeah.
So people still do travel a lot around that June, July period. Who knows what that's going to look like this year.
Yeah.
And it's not just your long distance travel. It's when you're traveling around in your local community as well.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Yes. It's, because there are some roads around Bowen that, you could be more likely to speed along up there.
Whilst we joke it's 5 minutes to anywhere, we do have some long stretches of road in our urban areas.
That's right.
And when you're talking about, I live 10 kilometres out of town, but I still have to go on the highway to get home.
That's right.
You know, Marinda, our beautiful little Marinda State School is out in the township of Marinda. You still got to get along the highway to get there as well.
You know,
Queens Beach, we've got a lot of long stretches of road to get there. So we've just got to be conscious that, yes, a vehicle can be a weapon.
Yeah, it can. And people, as long as you've got, you know, people on bikes,
scooters,
all of that sort of stuff. Like things can happen in like a minute, in a second.
That's right. And maybe I'll come back one day and talk about e-scooters and the rules around e-scooters.
Yes, I'd love
and things
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
So I actually saw driving in here today, there was a gentleman, I don't know what you call it, but it's one of those single
wheel things
that you stand on.
I know. I've seen him.
Yes. He was all kitted out.
Yeah.
He had his helmet on. He had his safety equipment on. Red and black he was wearing.
Yeah.
And I come up behind him and he's had this big backpack on. I'm thinking, what is this? Who is this? And he was coming along Queens Road. And as I've gone past, I observed he had a beard that was, you know, salt and pepper coloured. So I'm assuming it was an older gentleman.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he was going safely. He was all kitted out, had a lot of protective equipment on, which is really good. So, and I know e-scooters and those e-bikes are becoming more and more popular. I won't sort of go into it now, but that might be something we can come and talk about with the rules and regulations.
I think that'd be great because, as you know, I fell off my push bike. And you know what? Lucky I had my helmet. It wasn't, I was not doing, I was literally just coming around. I had slowed right down, so I was going less than a walking pace on my bike. And I was coming because there were I was on a bike path, and I went around them, and my tire got slipped on the ledge, and that's where I went down like a sack of potatoes onto my side.
Yep.
But so not high speed, nothing. But you know what? Lucky I had my helmet on, because as I fell, I felt my head bounce off the concrete.
Yep.
And I thought, wow, like apart from having injured my shoulder, I thought. And as it happened, I thought, oh, my God, lucky I had my helmet on.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, rules and regulations are legislated, brought in place because of accidents, because of something that's happened previously. These things aren't just made up just because we want to make things up as a state. You know,
no, that's
politicians
right.
want to make things up. We want to keep people safe. So I think predominantly around here I've seen, you know, I don't think there's much of an issue with people not wearing helmets, but it's there to keep people safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's ultimately what we do. We're here to increase our presence as a police service, enforce and educate as well. So we just want people to be safe, make That's sound right. decisions and think of others.
Well, I think that'd be great if we came back and chatted about that.
Yep.
Michelle, that'd be fantastic. Maybe next month. Monthly session. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. No worries at all. Roxy, love to.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. That's all we had to chat about, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've done our 10,000 words, haven't we?
I think so. But beautiful. But we'll catch you next month.
Okay.
Michelle,
thanks,
you.
Roxy.
And we'll take it out with some more Whitney.
Whatever you need, anything you want done, baby, I'll do it naturally. 'Cause I'm every woman, it's all in me. It's all in me.
know that when you look at me, there's so much that you just don't see, buddy. You would only take the time I know.
To 95.1 Gem FM, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy. And that was a bit of Whitney Houston, Run to You, I'm Every Woman, and before that, So Emotional. And I just wanted to thank Sergeant Michelle O'Regan again for coming in and chatting to us about the Easter Road Safety Campaign and about those beautiful mounted police horse unit. They were amazing, and we look forward to seeing Michelle again soon next month for our monthly chat, and the horses as well coming up later on in the year. There you go. Now, I've just got some more stuff to tell you about from some of our sponsors. There's the winter bingo that's happening at the Wongaratta Bowls Club. That's beginning again, starting from Friday, the 1st of May. And I think that's about 2 weeks away, isn't it? Getting all my calendars mixed up, I think. But yeah, it's about 2 weeks away. And because it is winter bingo, it goes till the end of September. And they've got some great stuff happening God. Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. My phone has just come up with some things. It's actually answered. It heard me asking a question. Could you believe that? Wow. Anyway, back to it. I'm a bit embarrassed about that. Freaked me out a bit. But anyway, there are includes bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles, lucky tickets, and a free morning tea. So that's happening down at the Wongaratta Bowls Club starting Friday the 1st of May. Now, if you're into festivals, the Whitsunday Early Beach Festival of Music is happening in November from the 6th to the 8th. Its theme this year is Live It Up, and it's, if you can believe this, it's in its 14th year. And it will feature 60-plus acts across 15 different venues and a main stage on the water's edge at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. And there'll be lots of big-name acts and new talent as well. So when we find out, we'll let you know. But, yeah, you should support it. Lots of festivals aren't going ahead this year. The last one was the jazz festival, the blues festival, sorry, down in Byron Bay. So we should really all support the Early Beach Festival of Music. It's a dying thing, actually, festival. So let's get behind it and support it. It's a great place to have a music festival. It's a tropical escape and a party in paradise. So, yeah. We'll tell you more as we know more, and when the tickets are available, we'll let you know. Now, the last thing I need to tell you about is the Volunteer Week, which is coming up very, very soon. In fact, we'll be celebrating the whole thing at the Bowen Community Markets on Sunday, the 24th of May. And it's good to be a volunteer. You get a lot out of volunteering. There'll be a whole stack of volunteer organisations present at the markets, and lots of people undertake or become volunteers for different reasons. Everyone here at Gem FM is a volunteer. We all enjoy doing it. I don't know. I really couldn't verbalise or articulate why I enjoy it. I'm not sure. It's the combination of connecting with music or connecting with people that come in to have a chat with me. It's a really good thing, but you never know. You might find your thing at the market. So they'll have all of them there, pop-up booths, interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. So that's on Sunday, the 24th of May. And you never know. You might find something that resonates with you and decide to volunteer. How good is that? All right, we might keep going with a bit of more music. We are getting to the end of the show, so can you believe how quickly this 2 hours has gone? Very quickly. But anyway, a bit of Liza Minnelli. listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy. And that was a bit of Liza Minnelli, Love Pains, another icon of the 80s with that. She released a whole album of songs that, yeah, were a bit out there and not of the type that she would normally sing. But, yeah, it was a great – I actually, first of all, got it on cassette, if you can believe that. Yeah. Does anyone – does everyone remember the cassette tape? I do. I massive collection I had, which all had to be replaced when CDs came along, didn't they? Yes. Anyway, before we wrap it up, I just wanted to let everyone know a few more of our shows during the week. We finished with Tuesday. Wednesdays, it's a big day Wednesday. We've got Lucky Dip with JG, and as the name suggests, it really is a lucky dip of different songs. And he's usually on between 11 till 1 every Wednesday. He's away working at the moment, but he'll be back in May, so you can look forward to catching up with JG then. And after JG, we've got the amazing Donna with the Wednesday afternoon show every Tuesday from 2 till 4. And she had a great show yesterday. I really enjoyed it. I can only listen from 2 till 3 because then I've got to get ready to come and do my own show later that afternoon. But her show, always a pleasure to listen to, and really ambient music, sometimes not so ambient. She had some great music on yesterday, so yeah, make sure you tune in. Then from 5 till 7, that's the new time for Country Rocks with Roxy, that's me. 5 till 7, I shifted my time so I could squeeze Willie T in for him to come back on a Wednesday night from 7 till 9 for his new two-hour show at the Crossroads. So Wednesday is chock-a-block full of amazing shows. Thursday, we've got Jude's Gems from 10 to 11. Always a great show. Yesterday, Jude went through stuff from Frida Kahlo, however you pronounce it. I say it usually Frida Kahlo, but anyway, a great artist. Jude's an artist herself, and she does some great shows about other artists and where they're from, their works, and so on. Jude also hosts a Love Your Garden show the first Thursday of every month from 11 till 12, and it's really cool. She plays a lot of classical music during that show, and always a pleasure. She's got some great advice on gardening and stuff like that. So make sure you tune in to those two shows. And, of course, one of Bowen's favorite children, or I didn't say child. What am I? I think I'm getting tired now, but it's Blast from the Past with Mac. He plays the real stuff, the real music, and he's on from 5 till 7 every Thursday night. Blast from the Past with Mac. He plays almost everything, all the real music of older times, not so much newer times, but that's why people love him, I think. Yeah. And Fridays, What's Happening in Bowen and with Sundays with me, Roxy, every Friday from 10 till 12. You know what the show's about. Don't have to tell you. And one of our newest shows on Gem FM, Static Fanatic with Troy from 7 till 9. Great music, different music. You just need to tune in and have a listen, right? So that's tonight from 7 till 9 with Troy, Static Fanatic. And last but not least, the Sunday Chill Session with Jody every Sunday from 3 to 4. Always some cool music, and Jodie is also a favourite. She's got quite a large fan base here in Bowen. So if you haven't already, make sure you tune in to Sunday Chill Session with our very own Miss Jodie. So there you go, Bowen. That's Gem FM in a nutshell. We love doing what we do. Hope you enjoy our shows. Remember, if you have anything you'd like me to include in on this show, you can either email me or email us here at Gem FM on, might just grab the email address. I haven't read that out for a while. It's gemfm at live.com.au. And that message will get through to me and I can then promote what you need promoted. And also, forgot what I was going to say then. You can text in on 0484 510 152. All right, Bowen, I've got to love you and leave you. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Have some fun. And we will catch you either next Wednesday for Country Rocks with Roxy from 5 o'clock onwards, from 5 till 7, or next Friday, as usual, right here on What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays. See you, Bowen. Have a good one. Take care. And love yous all. See ya. Bye.
Voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.